Create Art Podcast. Project: National Poetry Writing Month 2024, Day 24. Hello, friend. This is Timothy Kim O'Brien, your head instigator for Create Art Podcast, where I bring my over 30 years of experience in the arts and education world to help you tame your inner critic and create more than you consume. So it's April at the time that I'm recording this, and April means National Poetry Writing Month. And I've participated in National Poetry Writing Month for a number of years, and this is the fifth year in a row that this podcast has taken some time out and participated in National Poetry Writing Month. Now, you're probably asking yourself, what is National Poetry Writing Month? And if you're new, I'll let you know. If you're an old-time listener, you should know. Come on now. Otherwise, I've failed at my job. Anyhow, what it is it's a way to bring poetry to the forefront. And what I do is I go to a website. It's called NapoWriMo.net, NapoWriMo.net, and get daily prompts from them. Sometimes it's different styles of poetry, different formats of poetry. A lot of times it's different subject matter. And so I follow the prompts that they give. And one thing that a lot of people do is they'll go there and they'll put their poem in response to the prompt for the day in the comment section. Now, I do that too, and I also put in, well, I don't put the poem in there, but I put a link to the podcast episode that corresponds with the day that we're talking about. The beauty of it, and there's a few things that are beautiful about this, is that it brings poetry to the forefront. It allows us to create a community, even if it's only for a month, of other poets, other artists that we all need. As an artist, we do need that community. We're not creating in a vacuum. So it strengthens our poetic muscles and gets us on the right track, gets us in the right mood, and really shows people what we're capable of. It also lets me meet wonderful people that I would have never gotten an opportunity to meet, even if it's just virtually. I get to see what they're writing and what they're interested in and how they respond to all the prompts. And another great thing is there's nobody sitting on your shoulder going, hey, you didn't respond to the prompt the right way, or you missed a couple of days. It's on your own honor. You're doing it yourself. And myself, I've missed a few days this year. Just life gets in the way. Life gets busy. But I try to come back and knock out the prompt and then put it out to you. So that way you can see that I actually do practice what I preach. And that's important for me to have you see that. So let's go ahead and get started with today's prompt, which is optional. And it's one that's pulled from the 2016 archives. The challenge is to write a poem that begins with a line from another poem, not necessarily the first one, but then goes elsewhere with it. This will work best if you just start with a line of poetry you remember, but without looking up the whole original poem. Or you could find a poem that you haven't read before, and then use a line that interests you. The idea is for the original to furnish the backdrop of your work, but without influencing you so much that you feel that you're just rewriting the original. For example, it could begin with, "Shall I compare thee to a summer's day?" Or, "I've measured out my life with coffee spoons," or, "I missed them, but it wasn't a disaster." Or even, "They persevere in swimming where they like." Now, any poem that will provide your starting line will do, just so long as it gives you the scope to explore whatever it is you want to explore. So this one is called Shotgun to the Head. Said the Shotgun to the Head, and it's from a Saul Williams poem and a poetry book that he wrote called Said the Shotgun to the Head. So let's take a listen to that. "I can taste the metal in my mouth from a double barrel. Don't worry, I'm not being kidnapped or robbed. I've done it to myself. My finger is not on the trigger. I won't write the story of my life on a blood and brain spattered wall. For too long, I have thought this was the way to end things, and it felt good that it would be in my hands and not somebody else's. I felt in control that I could end things anytime I wanted to, anytime it got too deep. But now I have too much to live for, and love for. And I don't want those that I love seeing the ending of this movie. I have relied on the pain that comes with carrying a shotgun in my mouth, and I am tired of the taste. I have enough metal in my mouth, with fillings that crack my teeth, with porcelain crowns that feel off, with the drilling that it took to put them there. I'm putting the shotgun down in front of a crowd, hoping they never need to feel the need to shove a weapon in their mouth. My mouth spits wisdom and hope and encouragement and maybe a better path. The shotgun is unloaded, and I hope you can now put yours down. But if you need to aim it at my head to feel better, you'll need to look me in the eye. And I haven't met many who can. And if you decide to pull the trigger, then you will. What can I do? But at least I'm not holding a shotgun to my head anymore. Okay, so that is the end of that one. I want to thank you for taking a listen or reading along with me as I do this poem. Really appreciate you going ahead and taking time out of your day to do that. And, you know, I hope it encourages you to take the shotgun out of your mouth as well. So at this time, I want to let you know that you can reach out to me, Timothy@createartpodcast.com. And I'd like to know what you're doing, where you're at, if you're participating in National Poetry Writing Month, or if you have some other discipline that you're following. And I want to encourage you to go ahead and continue to do that. If you have ideas for the show, or you'd like to appear on the show, or if you have critiques for the show, again, send me an email. I want to make this a 5-star podcast for you that you feel confident that you could share with somebody and they would get something out of it. So please let me know what you think, and I'd be happy to go ahead and read through those emails, as long as they're not spam. And speaking about sharing podcasts with others, I run another podcast called Find a Podcast About. You can find it at findapodcastabout.xyz. And that's where I go listen to other podcasts and bring back the ones that I really enjoy to you and review them. A lot of times I'll get the host of that podcast on the show to talk about their inspiration, how they got started, where they're going, behind the scenes stuff that you don't usually get to hear in a podcast. So definitely check out that podcast, because basically what I'm doing is I'm helping you find your next binge-worthy podcast and outsmarting the algorithm. All right, it's time for me to get back on with my day. I'm going to let you get back on with your day. Again, I appreciate you taking a listen, taking the time out of your day to do that. So now it's time for you to go out there, tame your inner critic, create more than you consume. Go out there and write some poetry, do something, create some art for somebody you love, yourself. I'll talk to you again tomorrow.